Ghanaian author Benjamin Kwachi has just won Best African Novel at the 2006 Commonwealth Writers' Prize. His book, The Sun by Night, revolves around the death of a prostitute and the subsequent court case. Here's an extract from the book where one of the jurors prepares for her other occupation as a lady of the night.
As you left your bungalow that night, you felt gripped by an overwhelming and ravishing force, gripping like a memory, half remembered and half forgotten, that lays siege to all conscious thought. Yet you found resolve to step outside of your ridge bungalow and walk to the corner of the street where you hailed a taxi. Perhaps you took comfort in the shadows that seemed to have a multitude of sources when they fell on your path, even under the onslaught of lights from passing cars. The shadows came perhaps from blotches of human bodies, or the flapping of wings of bats, or images of trees or buildings. Whether animate or inanimate, or nocturnal or diurnal, seemed of no importance. You wondered if you had turned into a different creature that walked outside, almost fearless and free from the halo of the afternoon. You disliked driving on occasions, as this because your car might get noticed. Your peers would not take too kindly to the second profession you had chosen, and so far you had succeeded in keeping it secret. But you always dreaded that you would be discovered some day, and you had to tell yourself that life itself is a risk. The shadows gave comfort in the belief that you were hard to notice in your makeup of eyeshadow and rouge, and in your black t-shirt and black jeans, with your wig taken off to reveal your closely cropped natural hair.
An excerpt from the book The Sun by Night by Ghanaian author Benjamin Kwachi.